This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
So is Red Sox manager AC Alex Cora. I'm going to disagree with him. It is about Raffy. It's about Raffy not handling it well. And then Tristan Casas today doubling down and not handling it well. And it's why we have loaded phone lines here on WEEI Afternoons on a Tuesday afternoon, Ted, where people are fired up.
I'm not going to lie. I love this. So, I absolutely love this. The Bregman news was huge, and now Raffy just what he said is everybody's talking to Red Sox right now, which is kind of awesome.
It is awesome. And Fitzy, are we reacting, overreacting, or underreacting to this right now in the immediacy of today?
Appropriately reacting.
Okay, I agree. Yeah. I agree because I think there's going to be some people, and we've already seen it. You know, on Twitter and on Twitter.
You guys are trying to do sports radio. Why don't you leave them alone? They'll figure it out. Like, someone said, a question was asked. Someone replied to it. And the majority of us didn't like what we've heard. And we're not necessarily prone to hot take Jake responses or knee-jerk nonsense.
No, it's simple reactions. And I would also say, this passion is why Raffy Devers has a $300 million contract. Mm-hmm. If no one cared that on February the 17th, he said, no, I don't want to do my job that my boss wants me to do. If no one cared, that'd be fine, and he'd make a lot less money. The fact that people care is part of the investment of time, money, and energy into the sport.
And part of it, too, is that he just was so defiant in his answer.
Which I kind of like.
It wasn't like any gray area. It wasn't like, you know, maybe he's kind of still deciding on whether he's okay with it or not.
Yeah.
No. He's very, very much knows exactly how he feels on the matter, and he said as much.
That was the one part of it I actually liked. We didn't have to read between any lines or re-listen or read a transcript and be like, oh, he said something there. No. He said it for all the world to see. No word salads or anything. There was no confusion as to how he feels. He feels he's a third baseman, and he's not going to DH. Okay. That was easy. I would have been – sometimes I get caught off guard in my days as a reporter. When you ask a question and a player – answers it so definitively and directly, sometimes it stuns you because you're so used to
words.
Oh, right. Throw in a cliche.
Well, you never know. I mean, you know, we're going to take it one day at a time. It is what it is, blah, blah, blah. And then we're all like, when he goes, no, we're all waiting for him to like laugh and just be like, JK, of course, I'll do what's in the best. Right. Like he just sat there stone faced, like, no.
No, that was a legit no. That was a no means no kind of no.
And after these, get to all these calls. I'm going to answer the question is why you asked me, why do I think this will get resolved? Why am I optimistic? And I'll have the answer for you later on.
Big market tease from a big co-host on WEEI Afternoons. But back to the phone lines, as Ted said, let's go to Tim in Hanover. What are your thoughts on this situation with Raffy Devers?
Gentlemen, I'm calling in for Devers, but I just wanted to say one thing about Ted. Ted, I think you're a great addition to these two chaps that you're dealing with. And I love the take that you had for Philadelphia Eagles on the war business, Seabiscuit or whatever it was.
Yeah.
There's a great movie called Farlap. If you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable. Take a look at that movie when you get a chance.
I'll do it. Thank you.
But on Devers, all right, on Devers, man,
yeah.
Let me tell you, Devers, Cora's got to tell him. Because Cora's a great coach, man, and he's just got to do what he's got to do. Tell him Bregman's the guy. Put him there. They want to see this team go forward. And Devers not knocking down. He's not putting holes in that green monster. So let's see what he does for the money he's getting. If not, find another home, and you'll save money.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. So that's somebody putting it on your list. Number one man, Alex Cora. Hmm. And that is
Does
his
that seem
job.
Like the obvious guy to do this?
Yeah, but we do always get into trouble, and sometimes in all sports. I mean, you lived this world. Pete Carroll had a back door to Bobby Greer and all these different things.
Yeah.
Is Cora properly empowered to do this?
Yes.
Or is there a ownership level interjection? Or is there a Breslow? Or is there a Theo? Or is there a Sam Kennedy? Can he stand on his own 2 feet and handle this?
Yes, I believe he can. However, there was that little nugget the other day on people sort of underestimating or at least forgetting about the fact that Theo gets involved now on a grander organizational level. And he was helpful, instrumental, just like Pedroia was, just like a lot of other people, just like Jared Carabas and many others, in bringing Alex Bregman to town. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think anyone is going to undercut or usurp power from Alex Cora in this situation, but Theo may be getting involved. Like, I could see a Theo's being like, guy, listen, you want to be a legend? Look what happened to everyone that used to win around here. This is your chance. You want to blow it up? Fine. But Alex is going to make the decision that Alex is going to make, and the organization gives him the power. You get the paycheck, he gets the power in the final set.
Well, I'm missing something. Why would Rafi listen to Theo, though? Like, what's the...
He doesn't have to, but I wouldn't be surprised if he says
something. But is the power structure, is it clearly defined that Theo's got more power than Alex?
No, but he just might show his Red Sox World Series ring and his Cubs World Series ring and say...
I didn't know if I was missing something.
I did the impossible twice.
Yeah, I got you.
I know a little something.
No. I hear you. I wasn't sure because I haven't heard. Is he around? Is Theo around? I mean, I know he's.
Yeah, he's part of the ownership group, Fenway Sports Group.
He does
non-baseball, but reportedly he was sort of involved in the Bregman signing, and there were some layers to that.
Gotcha. So, okay. Interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
Okay, so I am now interested in a couple of subject lines on our call screener here because we've taken mostly similar calls. We have similar opinions. Devers kind of did something dumb. Devers shouldn't get to say whatever he wants, blah, 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 blah. But we have a couple others here, and we go to Mike in the car. According to the subject line that
hey,
I have.
Hey, I love the show, man.
I'm going to talk quick.
Thank you.
Sorry. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Super.
Good. Hey, Mike,
what do you think?
I love the show. I just want to say that Devers came out happy-go-lucky. He gets hammered with the same question 10 times over and over again, and then they call him fat. And so he came off all cool and aloof and like that he was being selfish. But the questions asked to him by the interpreter were, what position do you want to play? He said, third base. He goes, do you want a DH right now? He said, oh, no, not right now. And then he said, no, after the 10th time. Also, if I'm Alex Cora, I say, listen, Rafi, your numbers last year, you had 160 OPS or runs created plus before you hurt your shoulder in Chicago or in Colorado. We could keep you healthy by making a DH all the time. Your numbers, imagine what they're going to be when you don't have to hurt your shoulder on the infield. So that's how you go after them. Another hot take is Vaughn Grissom is going to start at second base, not Gamble.
Oh, I like it, Mike. I don't rule that out.
Thank you.
Because Alex Cora was very high on Vaughn Grissom when he arrived. He was saying, we made that trade for a reason, and it wasn't just to get rid of Chris Sale. We wanted Vaughn Grissom to be our second baseman. We think he can do things.
Are you buying the language barrier being a problem here?
No.
And I'm not buying that they berated him with unfair questions over and over again, and he came out happy-go-lucky. Now, I will say, he said it with a smile.
He did.
He always has that poop-eating grin kind of on his face.
Cat that ate the canary?
Yeah, cat that ate the canary, whatever you want to call it. He's always got that baby face. He's got a little baby face to it, big dimples, baby face. And he absolutely said it with a smile, but he also said definitively no. no, I'm not going to go to DH. No, I play third.
And it was, and it was also reported that that Cora talked to him when he first reported, which was 3 days before Monday's presser.
Well, there was a...
And told him they wanted him to move to DH.
And then he left.
And then he left.
There is a theory
and then came back.
That he was there working out.
Yes.
And he left because he wasn't happy with the conversation. Yeah,
correct.
Sort of paving the way for him to be coming off third base and DHing or whatever.
But he did come back.
He did. Well,
now, he didn't have to be there.
It's his job, and he gets paid $300 million to come back.
So at the end of the day, he'll do what they tell him to do.
Maybe.
What you think?
Maybe. Okay. I'm not as confident in that as you are. What's going to happen instead? What do you mean? What's going to happen instead?
He's going to say no.
He asks for a trade. He becomes a baby. I have no idea. You ever see T.O. when he wanted out of places? People can do crazy things when they want to do crazy things.
I doubt Devers is going to start doing shirtless crunches in the driveway.
Be nice if he actually would. Then maybe he'd have less errors.
Wow.
There was a time. Wasn't there a disgruntled man, Ram? Wow. He'd go up there and just kind of let three balls go poom, poom, poom.
Oh, yeah.
And then go back and sit down.
Players can do all kinds of things.
I don't think he's going to do that, but that's the extreme. You never know.
You never know what you athletes are going to do.
Oh, God.
Unbelievable.
This is where I point now you. This doesn't end well.
You can keep that one up for a while. It doesn't end well. Hey, but one thing we could be underestimating, if you will, here is pride. How significant a factor is pride in this?
It's all
he thinks.
100%.
It looks like a demotion to him.
Yeah, it's 100%, bud.
Yeah, but he doesn't care that he thinks like he looks like a terrible teammate and a self-centered dink by saying this. Which is worse? Would you rather say, "Oh, I have pride and I don't want to be demoted to DH," or would you rather all the world thinks you're a self-centered dink who could undercut the success of the baseball team? Doesn't that hurt too? Doesn't that make you look bad? Shouldn't that hurt your pride?
I think he's going to learn that. I don't think he realizes that yet. I think that's why I say give it a month. He's going to get crucified for another month. He's going to realize, oh crap, I shouldn't have said this. Maybe I need to rethink this.
But yeah,
this is probably not the best way to go about it. And so he didn't realize how the fervor of his answer and the response was going to be probably initially. Now he's. You know,
doesn't everybody need to have? Hey, honey,
it's the language barrier thing.
No.
There's a part of me.
Screw the language barrier.
Does he listen to sports talk every day? Is he listening to our show? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't.
No.
Maybe he's not in tune with how it is here.
Maybe you should listen, Rafi, and you'd be better prepared for this press conference.
You would think he might.
Wait a minute.
No,
he's been in Major League Baseball for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
So he probably didn't play all of them, but that's 800, 1,400 games or something. He's been around Major League Baseball. He didn't realize that a $300 million player saying he won't do what the team asks him to do, I don't know, might resonate, might create some, I don't know, reporters asking questions.
Where is he from? Down in Dominican?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe down in the Dominican, it's not like that.
He's played in Boston for 8 years. But 8 years.
He lives in a cocoon here.
I'm not giving him the
excuse.
He
lives in a cocoon here.
And he doesn't have an agent?
I'm giving you a reason why
doesn't
he
have
might
a teammate,
be thinking the way
doesn't
he
have a buddy, doesn't have a translator, doesn't have somebody that he goes, you know what I'm going to do when they ask me if I'm going to DH? I'm going to say two letters. I'm going to say no with a smile on my face. No. Somebody couldn't say, you might want to workshop that, maybe rethink that, maybe change course totally.
I'm not sure he consulted with anybody. Maybe he doesn't have somebody that he talks to. Maybe he doesn't have somebody he trusts.
That's sad if that's true.
But it could very well be true. What makes you think that he has somebody like that?
But if you were going to go out there and, like, on this show, let's just say on this show you were going to say something that you knew was going to be asked, whatever, and you said beforehand, maybe to Dan, maybe to Fitzy, maybe to me, maybe to Robin, maybe to whoever. Wouldn't you run it by them and be like, how do you think this will play today?
Yeah, I would, because it's my job. This is my job. Rafi's job is not to address the media.
Part of it. That's why they make him sit at picnic tables down there.
How is he good at it?
Nope.
Clearly. So I don't think he understands totally what the ramifications are.
So shouldn't that... Okay, let's boil it down and I'll take him off the hook. Do they not have PR people that go, hey, Rafi, you know they're going to ask you about Bregman playing third, right? How are you going to answer that?
Dude, it's maybe the same PR people that work for Gerard Mayo. I don't know. Because maybe not. They could.
Aren't there like PR staffs? Forget like one person. Aren't there like two, three, four people?
They have whole departments.
That their job is to go talk to him and say, hey, these are the questions you're going to be asked.
Oh, yeah, prep you. Okay. Absolutely.
Do we know that happened?
I don't.
So
it should.
It should. Doesn't mean we know it happened.
Like, I know the questions that are going to be asked of most players, right? Don't you know, Fitzy? Like, the questions.
Yes.
Rafi, they've been asking Cora for 2 months, and he's been sidestepping it. Oh, if you get Bregman, what would you do? Well, you know, we'll play this. Like, he sidestepped it.
Oh, on, like, TV appearances and whatnot. Yeah, Ted, they always get, you know, they get the questions in advance. Their handlers are sent them by segment producers and whatever else.
I assume that Rafi is, they handle him the same way that he's handled the way you guys are describing, I think, is a little bit, I think, naive. I think you'd be shocked by how things operate.
Wait a minute.
Behind the scenes.
So I lived in a world, and you lived in a world for
I've
years.
Never once had a PR person tell me what I had to say, ever.
No. Not what once. You had to say.
Or what's going to be asked of me, prepped me on what's going to be asked of me.
Really?
Never.
Ever?
No.
What the hell is Stacey James doing down there?
It's not that.
I thought that was part of the job. No. Hey, Ted, you going to talk today? FYI, the thing you did over the weekend's in the paper. They're going to ask you about that. Whatever. And I'm not saying this isn't a specific to you, but like, you know, that incident? Oh, they
just
know about
don't assume
that?
What seems obvious to you is what goes on. That's all. That's all I'm trying to say. Is what seems obvious to you and from where you sit isn't necessarily how it goes behind the scenes in another occupation or entity, all right?
Yeah, but I would think even here, like, let's just spin it. Like, let's just say we hit it big and we're the biggest afternoon show in the country in 3 years. You with me?
I'm here. Okay. I'm right there with you on that. Let's go.
Are my eyes closed and I'm dreaming? Are we in the metaverse?
We're there,
and
man.
Then I get a DUI. And then the reporters are calling. And Ken's like, you probably should talk to somebody. Don't you think Ken's going to be like, how are you going to answer this? What are you going to say when they ask? Right? Like, isn't that part of the business world? Like, when you're a product in a corporation.
Very different. DUI versus somebody maybe taking your position. Very
okay. Just say there's rumors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're replacing me as the host. Rumors, I said.
Well, you know what? Let's find out. Let's find out if somebody talked to Rafael Devers.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, let's talk about that. Let's find that out.
I'm curious. I couldn't fathom a world where the PR staff or interpreter or somebody doesn't prep him for the idea that they're going to ask about.
Yep.
Bregman, third base, DH.
There's a lot of things that you would think or you would assume happen behind closed doors. Or
I wouldn't say this felt like it was rogue, Ted, but it definitely sort of seemed like it's your turn, and he just kind of went out there and just bowled through a china shopped it. Like
ignored all the PR advice, ignored what they said to him.
It's possible. Okay. He had his own intentions.
Yeah.
And that's possible. Let's go to...
it's all possible.
We have a different view here from Steve in Fall River, who seems to blame the same old person that everybody likes to blame, Steve. This is all the media's fault, right?
Well, they couldn't wait to get down there. Let's talk about this. Alex Bregman is here for a one-year deal. This idiot's here for 9 years.
Got an opt-out.
I don't want to sign.
Whoa. You don't have to call him an idiot. And he's got a three-year deal.
You guys wanted them to have a bad contract because that's the way the Boston Red Sox do it. Let's overpay somebody. Well, guess what?
He's got more juice than anybody.
The third baseman has a lot of power because you've already said he's not all invested. His attitude is wishy-washy. And you need this guy invested if you're going to get something out of him. It's not the end of the world if Bregman plays second base. Because guess what? Second base is more important defensively. Shortstop's first, second base, third base, first base. Costas has it right.
We land in this plane?
They want this Will Campbell or whatever, whoever he is, to play second.
Okay, so Will Campbell is the left tackle from LSU that I want the Patriots to draft.
You had Steve on. He's maybe too long. I don't know what he was doing, why he was on hold there.
What was going on there, Steve? I mean, Steve, I know you get a lot of hate. I sometimes defend you. I wanted you to sell me on the idea.
You said land a plane. That was the Canadian airplane right there.
Too soon, Ted.
Wow.
It did a barrel roll on the runway.
I will say sometimes I do feel like I'm being suspended upside down when I hear a call from Steve from Fall River.
Yeah, I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. He said the media blew it out of proportion. I'm not sure how. Because, you know, he said what he said and we reacted the way we reacted. Yeah. Hell, Sean McDonough was doing an interview with us about hockey and he wanted to react passionately about it.
You know what? I think people in the media are just excited to talk about a team that really hasn't been newsworthy for a long time. Yeah. And that's the Red Sox.
And
so any little thing is going to get blown out of proportion right now.
And I feel like, Fitzy, we were quite content on Thursday and Friday to talk about the Red Sox in basically...
Glowing terms.
Just, the team's good. They're going to do this. Maybe they need to do that, but they're going to make the playoffs. We weren't skimming for controversy.
It's so true.
No, we thought everybody was breathing a giant sigh of relief, and we had started the pivot or turned things around in the canal. Just think about this. Like, Alex Cora probably, reaching for the Tums, not loving the way things are going. How about Sam Kennedy? Who in the world, speaking of PR people and folks having to do the promotional laundry for the business, finally we're not done. Things are going well. I told you, we gave AC what he wanted. Mr. Henry is ready to do this. Now, all of a sudden, it's going to be Thursday morning on, the Red Sox report with the Greg Hill show. And he's going to be like, God damn it. I got to do this again.
What's John Henry smoking tonight, man? It's not a Cubano. It's like turd laced with some. I don't know. Light it up, baby. Look at all the good vibes that he had going into Sunday night.
Gone.
Gonzo.
Gone. He was proud. Yeah. See, you'd think if I were John Henry, I would be calling my PR person. And maybe I'm naive. I'd be like, wait, we don't prep our players on what they're going to be asked and how they're going to approach it. And maybe if they tell us they're going to say something that's going to ignite a controversy, maybe we say, Rafi,
I bet you that conversation never happened. If I had to be, if we could ever find that out, I would be willing to bet that never happened.
That's a problem. That's a problem. That's an absolute problem. It's not as big a problem as your $300 million player refusing to play the position you want him to play, but that's a bit of a problem. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons is Odds and Ends, and that was an odd way to end this segment with a little bit of a stumble, but that's what I do in the host one role. That's why in 3 years there'll be rumors that they're replacing me. Up next here, it's Odds and Ends on WEEI Afternoons.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.